This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what it's all like.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mom. What?
One cup.
Wow.
I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Hashtag Actors Life.
I'm open around.
What's up, internet? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Actors Life. It's your boy Jesse coming at you on the 1-2. Got a little bit of Daddy Cool playing there in the background because it is Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. So happy Dad's Day, gentlemen. And speaking of gentlemen, I couldn't find any, but I got these guys next to me. Who's next to me on the left?
Martin here.
Yeah, that's Martin. The one.
I thought you were going to segue. Like, speaking of fathers who come to my left.
No one's dads here. I mean, we do dabble in the dad jokes, but we're not actually fathers ourselves. So we're set. We're getting ready for it.
That we know of, anyway.
No. Well, I mean, that's a good point, maybe. And you are, sorry, Mr. Dad-to-be?
Chris.
Oh, you are Chris. Hello there, sir.
I am Groot.
Nice to see you again. So we're at the three of us here at the James C. Ballin' B&B. Once more, the second time we've officially classed ourselves as the James C. Ballin' B&B on live television or podcasts or whatever it is that we're actually doing here. So how's your week, guys?
Yeah, good. We had a pretty intense one, actually, with Mulan coming out. And,
yeah, big time.
Yeah. Disney coming out with Mulan, and there's, the Boys coming out. We haven't seen it yet.
No.
To see it.
Yeah, season two of The Boys.
Chris and I actually watched the first episode of the first season the other night again because someone was over who hadn't seen it yet. So we decided to introduce them to The Boys so they can get ready for season two. So it was. I actually forgot how good the show was, from the very beginning in that first episode.
Well, last month I actually rewatched season one just so I can recap what's going on, and I was like, this show is just too good.
It's so good. It's one of those unknown gems. I think a lot of people actually don't realize that it is a thing.
But yeah, even like the story itself, the writing is just immaculate. It's so twisted and like just, you know.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't expect like something coming out. Like, oh, you expect one thing and then there's another thing happens.
Oh,
like,
there are twists and turns and it is twisted. Yeah. There are so many like, what the fuck moments that go on.
And visual effects are amazing too. So, you know.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Just move on. But it is Dad's Day. Mm. Happy Father's Day. Obviously, you're going to be getting this late, gentlemen, because it comes out on a Tuesday and it's in fact Sunday now that we're recording this. But on the day, it is in fact Father's Day. And we've all got dads, right?
Yeah. All in Brisbane.
They are all in Brisbane. Bless their hearts.
Yeah.
And they're doing well. They're all going strong. I think we've all spoken to them, except for Chris, because he's a terrible child.
I'll call him soon.
Mate, it's getting on. It's almost Monday.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
So you're going to miss it. I suppose if as long as you call him by 11:58, you'll be fine.
And that's when I plan to call him, 11:58 tonight.
In the PM? All right,
he'll be fast asleep. I was like, Dad, you know.
He'd pick up and say, I have no son. Third son.
Happy Father's Day, Murray. Speaking of dads and how they are, in fact, part of who we are, what have you guys picked up from your father's? Have you guys picked up anything that you've noticed?
It's only, I mean, it's only fitting that we kind of, I guess, admit that eventually, you know, you're going to get to a certain age where you start noticing traits.
You do become your dad, don't you?
Yeah.
It's as much as you try to avoid it, it does
happen. Well, your dad's now bald now, so does that scare you?
No, he grew it out. He's
grown his hair.
Okay. Not from bald loss, for anyone who's bald loss.
He lost his baldness, so he grew his hair.
Not from hair loss, no, he shaved his head during COVID.
Yeah.
Because
he went crazy.
Yeah, no, when I went up to visit him last, his hair was back to normal. And I actually saw a picture of him bald. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot you were bald for a while there. It was an interesting time in the family, I think.
For those who haven't seen Chris, he's actually a long-haired person. So And you refuse to cut your hair.
Well, you know what? That's probably one of the first things I could say, right, about I guess the similarities between me and my dad, right, is that my dad had long hair. Like, it was the 80s, obviously. Like,
yeah, the mullet, didn't he? Young.
Yeah, he had a mullet for a while.
The Mazza mullet.
Yeah.
But it was
like the John Bon Jovi mullet, like mullet, right? Time.
Yeah, yeah. So he had like a big, like fluffy, kind of curly kind of situation there. Like,
so you got wavy, curly hair, naturally.
Yeah, I should, like, whenever we post this up, I'll try and post a picture of it.
Please. Please.
To go with it. Yeah, it's a sight to behold. So I guess that's the first thing I guess I follow is the long hair situation there. But I also noticed things like for me that like, so like I sneeze like a dad.
I don't think it's like a dad. You just sneeze like an airplane. No, well,
that's
the thing.
Right? I don't necessarily sneeze like my dad.
I was going to say.
But I other people tell me all the time that like my sneezes is how their dad sneezes. I've got people at work say like, it feels like my dad's at work. And I'll be like, why? And like, because you just sneeze. I was like, oh, interesting. So apparently, I didn't know my sneeze was a dad sneeze. I didn't know a dad sneeze was a thing.
My mom sneezes like you. But not really? My dad. Not my dad.
Oh, interesting. You see, my dad doesn't sneeze like me as well. Yeah. It comes from like my nan, I think. Like,
yeah. Right. My dad's a pretty quiet sneezer.
Is he?
It's more like a...
Yeah, right. Yeah, you do that.
It's like a blow off valve for him.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. He's just down the street.
Yeah. No, I'm like an internal sneezer. I will sneeze within myself. My sneezes are like implosions rather than explosions.
No, mine are definitely explosions.
So, yeah, your sneeze is more like a swallow sort of.
Yeah, it is.
Or like a beat drop.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's just Jesse sneezing again.
Yeah.
So what did you
notice? I thought the intensity was rising.
If it'd be you and your dad sneeze, it would be a beat.
Yes. That's because we're cool cats. We are cool cats.
I should have said that.
So that's what you've what have we established? What you picked up from your dad? You've just spoken about the fact that you have. And it's like there's nothing else to go with that.
That's great. We've come across nothing.
No, yeah, it's just the little things, like I guess. So like, yeah, I sneeze, but not like my dad, but like a dad. Apparently, is the point I was making there. But no, I guess from my dad, so for example, a couple of months ago at work, I had some kids come in. You know, I had to yell at the kids because I was just fucking around.
Just to yell at them.
I yelled at the kids.
Oh, you're like, riff-raff.
They were a little while away, you know what I mean? So I yelled at the kids. But, like, I swear I yelled at them. And then I turned around because I thought my dad had yelled at them. And I was like, oh, fuck, no, that's me. Like, my yelling voice sound like my dad's yelling voice. And my dad doesn't, like, really yell. Like, he never...
Yeah,
I can't imagine your dad yelling.
Yeah. So it's only, like, a handful of times. But I guess it's so... specific, I guess, that like, yeah, in the time I was like, whoa.
What has your dad shouted, you know, yelled at you about?
Oh, probably just me. Fucking stop fucking around getting the house. Like,
too busy outside.
Get off the trampoline, Chris. Get in the house.
Yeah, it's dark. Too busy wrestling or dreaming about being an X-Man.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just fucking brooding outside.
It's my childhood. And
7-year-old Chris wants to be Wolverine.
Way too much time on the trampoline. Yeah. No, I wanted to be Nightcrawler. I wanted to teleport. Teleport. Yeah.
I think I still would have chosen Wolverine.
Yeah. Wolverine was the core.
You're, your whole body, well, your structure is made of adamantium. Like, why wouldn't you want that? I'd get on a plane any day rather than choose to teleport.
That's not his superpower.
No, but that's I would still, if I had to choose X-Men, it would be, I would be that guy. Oh, I would be Wolverine.
Everyone. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's Hugh Jackman. Like, why don't you want to be like Hugh Jackman?
Actually, what you're saying is you don't want to be Wolverine,
I just want to be Hugh Jackman, I want to be able to dance and sing and have claws come out of my fists.
Yeah, he legit has that.
Exactly. I want to be the greatest showman.
What do you notice about your traits from your dad?
Look, I notice things about that I pick up from my dad all the time. I think I elaborate too much.
Too much.
So you probably noticed that in the podcast too. Like, yeah. But it's more like trying to find the words. So like I just start rambling. It's very like politician-y of me to just sort of like keep talking until I've piece together what I need to say properly.
Yeah, I've
and then
that.
Yeah. Okay. So and I think that's something that my dad does. But he also
you're not good at giving politician answers, definitely.
I'm very political.
Yeah, like, someone asks you a question, diplomatic. You don't want to give the answer.
It's not one-sided.
I just it's like it's,
without answering.
You're kind of on the fence. just the fence guy.
Yeah, well,
you just want to make everyone like play along nicely.
There are two sides to every story, so I don't really take anything to be the truth until I can sort of
one of these days you're going to have to choose a story.
Why?
You just got to choose.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you got to choose. The fence will be torn down. You have to choose.
People are like, there's A and B, and I'm like, well, I'll choose C.
Was there anything that your dad did, like, as a kid where you were like, oh, like, what, that's annoying or whatever, but now as an adult, you do it too?
Nothing really springs to mind, to be honest. Like, now.
I think I'm big
on pens. Yeah. My dad loves pens, and I fucking love pens.
Yeah.
I will, like, collect pens and have pens. That's just a thing that I do.
Yeah. If I can, in the house are? Are they in your bedroom?
Yeah, I've got a whole roll of pens. If you need pens, come to me.
I always need pens.
I generally, I always find myself like needing pens, but can't find one.
Yeah, well, hit me up. I got pens for days, man.
Where are you getting these pens?
I'll flog them from work. If like there's a pen available to use, I'll take it. It's mine. I love a pen.
Dad does this too.
Yeah, he loves pens.
Yeah.
My dad just claims things too. Like if someone would just leave shoes at our house, like over the years, he's like, oh, they're mine now. You can't do that. You got to give them back. It's like, no, they're my shoes. They left them here.
Yeah.
So everyone's missing shoes and they're at our house at some point in the past 15 years.
Yeah.
He's got them. So yeah, I'll take things like that. I don't know. I'm very loving too. I get that from my dad. I'm not afraid to like express my love to people, even if I barely know them. I'm like, I love you, man.
It's yeah, I'm so
it
opposite.
Comes from a genuine place.
So opposite. Yeah.
You shouldn't say it to people on the street, though. It does.
Yeah.
You should stop
actually,
that.
Levi and I, my brother, were having a conversation about this when I was in Brisbane, about a month ago. Was you know how when you like you go to say like something in some sort of like salutation, you know, like someone serving you or whatever, you know, the whole like you know, enjoy the movie. Yeah, you too. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So,
come watch it with us.
I don't often use this expression, but I do sometimes where I'm like, love your work. Like at the end of like, you know, someone serving you coffee or whatever.
I
love your work. Thanks, mate. No worries. I've gone to say love your work and thank you in the same sentence. So I've gone.
Thank you, work.
Love you.
Exactly.
Oh, love you.
So,
all right.
At the end of it, they're like, yeah, here you go. Like, yeah, no worries. Love you. I'm like, oh, shit. You just want to curl up into a ball and die. I don't know. Some girl that served me.
It was a girl.
It was like years ago. And I was just like, oh my God. I just told this stranger after they.
Is it a calendar? You
just burst it out. I love you.
Just love you. No, I love you. Just love you.
Yeah, love you.
So
wouldn't the world be a better place though? We all casually just said love you.
Well, that's why I do it.
But wouldn't it just demean like the word? Like the word just loses its value.
I don't think so.
Okay, you know what?
Because it comes down to intent, right? Mm. Like obviously, my love for you guys is going to be different to like the love to somebody like romantically or
but it's just like the boy cried wolf. Like I love you, but do you really love you? Like how do you know you really love someone? You're like, oh yeah, I love you.
Okay, here's what I'm going to throw.
Well, I guess it comes down to intent. It comes down to the type of love that you have for that person, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm going to throw out a challenge for us all here, right? Mm-hmm. For next week's podcast, and we record this podcast next week.
Yeah, I'll make a note of this.
Three of us have to say love you to like someone like serving us.
So like random.
So we're going to start that, right? If we want people to start saying love you more, we have to start it, right? So let's try it, the three of us, and let's see how it goes, what kind of reactions we get. We'll come back next week of the podcast.
Are we recording this?
Oh, you record if you want. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So what are the parameters here? So like what are, because I mean, I think we just have regular places
space.
That I visit that I'm actually like now pretty well friends with these people.
Right.
I have no problem saying love you.
Yeah, well.
And I won't get a weird reaction out of that.
Obviously, I won't.
No,
a place that you haven't
never been to before.
I think complete stranger. Yeah, complete stranger that we don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the leaving one for greeting?
like the salutation, I suppose. The parting exchange or whatever you want to refer it to.
Somewhere in the exchange, we have to tell them we love them. Essentially,
does it have to be like where you're sitting down and the waiter comes to you, or waitress, something?
Oh, it's up to you.
Or like you're at a counter and check out chick or something.
Yeah, up to you, I guess.
Yeah, anything, I suppose. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. As long as they're a complete stranger and. And we'll gauge what kind of
it would be really funny if we all just did it to the same person one after each other. And this chick's like, everyone loves me.
you never know. That one little thing could have an effect of talking somebody off of a ledge. You don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? You just that genuine sort of just acknowledgement that you are a human being and someone cares about you, or I've given you the time of day. It can literally make all the difference.
Someone around person. Just looking for the most miserable person at the checkout or something like that. That's pretty much almost everyone.
Exactly. And you know what? Those are the people that need it the most, especially at the moment, being essential workers and being out there and, you know, having their time and efforts kind of...
100%.
Even though there's this big blanket thank you that every big corporation's decided to go and do, like, it doesn't really mean something, really. Like, so why not? Give it to them. They need it.
Yeah.
And what's the worst going to happen? Like, you're never going to see them pretty much again, you know, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or it could be the thing that saves you. Maybe they turn out to be an axe murderer and they're like, that guy told me he loves me. I'm not going to hear him.
Off the list.
Yeah, exactly. It's Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Yeah.
Thank God I called that guy.
Steve Buscemi.
That's
great.
Adam Sandler.
Well, finally, you, I suppose, being the oldest out of all of us, the closest to being a father.
Yeah, well, what? Morg.
Because it comes with seniority, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know. Like,
we're closest to a pensioner's card, at least.
Hey, Dad.
So what have you got from your dad, Daniel?
Yeah, well, you know, I feel like...
your dad's name's Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No, God. No,
I know all of your parents' names.
Yeah.
I guess I've never thought about your dad's name before until now.
Actually, I don't even know Jesse's your mother's name.
You don't know my mum's name?
I do.
It's not a conventional name.
No.
It's one of the kids from the Von Trapp family, if that helps.
That does not help me at all.
The second youngest.
Dylan.
Yeah, it is Dylan.
Yeah.
It is Dylan. No, her name was Birgitta.
Oh, that's... Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's my brother-in-law's mother's name. Okay.
Yeah, it's very German. It's very German. Yeah, European.
Yeah.
That sort of like...
my dad, like, as I get older, I'm feeling like I'm becoming him more and more, mainly because he's getting more forgetful and I'm feeling like I'm getting that quite quick.
Yes.
And,
you do forget things.
Yeah. But in terms of like, just like small details and even in conversation,
you forget big details.
But like, it's
was that dinner this weekend?
But it's crossing over now. But like what my dad does, you talk to him any conversation and then there's a third person there and we'll talk in like a conversation and there will be like maybe a minute or two he's not talking, but you think he's listening to the conversation and then he'll just start another conversation completely different, and like he's been talking in his head. And it's like a mid-sentence thing.
That is 100% you.
and I'm like, Dad.
It's all too familiar.
I'm like, Dad, we're not talking about that. How did you get there? And then things happen like with you guys. I'm talking to you and then I suddenly just think about something and I just say something like, I'm my father's dad. My father's dad.
I'm my father's dad. You can't even remember the saying.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that's me. That's just one of the main traits, and I feel like, it's.
My God,
it's quite a big one, actually.
You are your father's dad.
You are. Yeah.
If anyone's gonna be,
but my grandfather
dad
was like that too. So it's like
it runs in the family.
It runs in the family. I can't blame anyone else. It's just me now.
It's who a Santana thing.
It's who I am now.
I suppose you remember your grandfather at this point.
Well, he is his own grandfather, based on what he said.
I'm my grandfather's dad.
I am your father's dad.
Grandfather's dad.
I am my father's dad.
Yeah.
Let's put that on a t-shirt. That's fantastic. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, we're all growing into... You know, our dads. And I don't see that as being a bad thing. When you're younger, you don't want that to happen. And I think as I get older and I'm more and more appreciative of, I suppose, life and my dad and everything that he's done for me, the more and more I see those things, I'm like, oh, I'm really glad that I've been able to carry that on, so to speak, to kind of keep, you know, that part of everyone alive.
Do you think out of the three of us would be the first to have kids and actually become a dad?
I don't know. I feel
I feel like it's gonna be you.
No,
you reckon?
Yeah, 100%.
I reckon.
I need a girl first.
I got money. Yeah, well, that's true.
That's the hindrance here, yes.
That's the big
I have a feeling it'll be you, Chris, and it'll just be by accident.
You're the one most opposed to it. Yeah, but I think that's probably going to... That means that you'll be a very good dad, because once it happens, you're like, oh, well, I've got to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, well, I think that's why, because I know if I when I do want kids, it'll be fine in the future, but I know that I'll only want kids when I'm ready.
Yeah, but you never really are
ready. Yeah, but one is never ready.
You're never ready. I mean,
I just know that I'm not ready now.
Out of the three of us, like Jesse and I, like the ones that like who'd love to be dads and stuff like that, but you're... Right now, you're just the most furthest away mentally.
Yes, correct.
But you're probably the most closest physically.
Yeah. Yeah, now look, I'm not in...
This is where contraception was.
But sometimes they don't work. But like, you know, in that, on that time, like if she was pregnant or you get someone knocked up, would you keep it?
No, wow, it's got deep.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a podcast conversation.
I don't know. Well, you know, it's an honest question.
It's another type of podcast. Yeah. It's another type of podcast.
No, yes, no, kids are a long way off. We'll put it like that.
Okay.
Read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm not in any hurry to have children, but I'm excited to be a dad. So, like, I don't want to have kids until I feel I've found the right person to have kids with. It's got no... bearing necessarily on like when I feel ready or not. It's more about whether or not she's the right one for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Who I can actually see raising a family with.
No, 100%.
Yeah. So that's probably the big thing for me.
Such a diplomatic
answer. Isn't that beautiful?
Like, politician. Yeah,
totally. Talking about new life. No, it's a genuine thing. This is how I genuinely feel.
No, that's fair. I agree with that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So... I'm excited for that. I'm excited to be a dad. You guys know that. I'm very excited to be a dad. I can't wait to have a kid. Mm. I'm very excited for that, but I'm in no hurry for it to happen.
Yeah. I'd love to see us, like, in the future with our kids and the different styles of us teaching and, you know, raising our kids.
My kid's going to have so much swag. We're going to go around with, like, matching outfits all over the place. Like, he's just going to be a little baller.
I can't wait to take my kid to the gym.
Lift weight.
Yeah. Heavy. Go. Move. But, Dad, I can't.
No, you can't. You world's strongest man yet?
No.
Go, Father. I-12.
That's... borderline child abuse.
Yeah, probably don't do that. I certainly don't condone that at all. Now, look, we're on the back end of this, and I did want to introduce a new segment that I haven't spoken to you guys about yet.
I'm nervous.
But let me just roll into it a little bit. Now, we've been...
First of all, I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. I'm innocent, and leave me alone.
Yeah, that's the most incriminating thing I've ever heard in my life. We've all been living together now, coming up on 4 years. We've got to know each other and kind of things that we do as just like general everyday things or traits and whatever else. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want this to be like an intervention part of the this podcast. Like, I don't want
should
it to
we
be like
the
a
transition music.
Yes. Oh, we should put some transition music on. And oh, it's bliss.
Feels like a new day.
It does. It's a new day.
It's a new dawn. New podcast.
So yes, but getting back to it, I don't want this to be like a dark thing and like something that's going to create tension or whatever else, but I do think it would be interesting for our listeners to kind of hear certain things that go on between us that we haven't really addressed.
Okay.
But in just like a general kind of like, and this is why I wanted to not talk about it and give you guys an idea of how I wanted this done. So we don't take things out of proportion and make it bad. Let's see another 4 years.
I'm scared.
You should be scared. Now I've got one for each of
you. Wow, what does that mean? Like,
it's all like, on you.
Now I've got one for each of you. We won't have time for us all to exchange in ourselves, but this will be like for future ones. So okay. I think every podcast that we actually do this,
okay,
it'll be one person talking to the other two, if that makes sense.
All right, okay.
You know what I mean?
So we don't say as you talking to us.
Exactly. Okay. I'm kicking this off. This is how this is going to start. Right? Make sense?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'm calling this.
We'll hold up our shields.
Yeah, do it.
We'll prepare for oncoming
contact your legal representation very quickly. But it's something that I've teased before, and I have kind of brought it up to you guys, and no one sort of really caught onto it. But this is kind of how I wanted this to go. So it's called Confrontation Corner.
What a lovely name.
It's not bad at all.
I'm out.
It's got a nice ring to it. Now I'm going to start with Chris.
Oh, dear God.
Your sneezes.
We already talked about
this. We've touched on this earlier.
Wow. I didn't even know this was coming. I just literally brought the sneeze up.
I know. And I was like, oh, no. But this, actually, you know, if anything, that's a nice little segue.
Yeah.
Your sneezes, man. What's the go? Chris sneezes so loud that you can literally jump out of the couch. And I just want to know why.
It was like the Lebanon explosion. It's like a boom.
Wow. Well, that's a bit too soon. But yeah, look, it is. It's massive.
In all fairness, it might be a funny video if you get a video of me sneezing. And then put the
don't do that.
No, don't do that. It's like when you're sitting next to him watching a movie or something like that. It's all silent. It's like it may be a literally sensitive scene, and then you hear this huge kaboom, and it's
it's louder than that. I didn't want to blow out the microphones.
No. It's a lot louder than that. Yeah,
and you feel like your soul has just been taken out, and you just want to hit the guy in the face.
It's huge. It's frightening.
For me, I will say this. I get it from my nan on her side.
Did you, my dad's side?
Did you watch her and be like, I'm going to sneeze like that?
No, it's just completely inherited. As long as I can remember, I've always had a loud sneeze. Mm. But I think in particular as adult, it just goes into overdrive. You go to a whole nother level. But my sneezes do range as well. Like I said, every now and then a smaller one will come out, but especially if it's a good dust sneeze, right? Which I feel like
good dust sneeze.
Yeah. So pixie
dust?
Yeah. Well, like I got a big nose here, guys. Yeah. Right. A lot of shit gets up there. Yeah, right. So when you sneeze, your brain is ejaculating the shit.
I don't know if that's how that works.
Great choice of words.
I couldn't think of a better word.
I don't know. God.
Exerting?
Ejaculation sounds fun. So,
sure. Yeah.
Neck minute. So, guys, I'm going to be a dad.
That's not how kids are made, by the way.
So I think because I have a bigger nose, right, I get a lot of dust and shit up there. So, particularly on those dust sneezes, my brain just wants to get everything that's all up in there the fuck out. So, I can know when a big one's coming. But a lot of the time they come out of nowhere with such speed and velocity that I don't even have time. Like this morning is an example as well. Like I tried reaching for tissues and I didn't make it. It was,
I find it funny that you can tell that there's a huge sneeze is coming, but you can't monitor your farts.
That's a story for another day.
That's a different conversation.
One of the same. I can't control really the volume. The only way I can control the volume of the sneeze is if the more I cover my face, but that's if I have the time to cover my face. With
Anyway, you don't cover anything when you sneeze. Should.
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But if depending on like, do I have time to cover my face with a tissue with my elbow? Like, what am I? You know what I mean? Yeah, like, all these things come into play here that affect the volume of the sneeze. Mm. Now, a lot of the time, you two are on the receiving end of a surprise sneeze. Which, I'm not going to lie, I get a bit of a kick out of.
So well, see, this is the thing.
There are times where I probably am sitting beside both of you and I could probably just give you both a tap or something as a warning.
Oh, don't touch me.
Well, that's the only way I could do it because I can't talk. When you're in that, you know, that breathing in beforehand, I can't talk, you know what I mean? Yeah. Which, by the way, is the most annoying fucking thing. Sometimes a sneeze really pisses me off because I'll be in the middle
pisses
of something.
You off.
Right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'll be like at the gym.
Yeah.
Right.
When you're holding weights. Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm holding weights and I need to sneeze, it's like, you motherfucker.
Oh, we're carrying groceries. You're just like, my hands are full. Totally. What am I gonna do?
Yeah. Or even just like in the middle of like just like talking to someone and you're in the middle of a good conversation, you're like, oh fuck, and you know what I mean? I have to. Yeah. Take a second.
This is why I like implode my sneeze because I can do that anywhere, anytime, and nobody knows.
Yeah. But see, I can't do that.
Nobody knows. And see, I'm gonna floor your logic with the having to get everything out because the volume doesn't come from your nose.
No.
It comes from the screen.
No, but it's my whole face. My whole face gets together for one big part.
The louder you scream, doesn't mean the more's gonna come out of your nose. Yeah.
No, but I feel I can't separate the two. Do you know what I mean? Like the stuff that comes out of my nose, the voice is linked somehow. The whole face just works together as one.
You need Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, the point is, I could probably sometimes I could give you guys a tap to let you know, hey, something's about to happen here.
Nah.
But most often, I don't. Because I go, look, you know what? I'm going to get a good scare out of here.
you continue to do you, boo. Whatever. Now we've got to, let's move on because we are slowly running out of time.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
But just with MJ, because you're not going to get off scot free on this.
No, hit me.
So I've noticed this particularly recently because I've been playing PlayStation. You don't put the right discs back in the right thing. Now, what's to go there? This is why they have cases.
I feel like sometimes he won't put it back in the right one. You'll just put it in like a completely separate one. That's yeah. Like, it's almost like next time, like it's almost like you're kind of doing it on purpose. It's like, yeah, fuck these guys.
It's like
when they want to watch Greatest Showman, nah, they're gonna get Batman. Like
a bit of a game, yes. Yeah. But also for me, a purpose of a case is to protect it. If it's protected, the job is done.
Well, I mean, and that's all well and good if you're kind of switching in between only two things. Mm. But when you open up 22 Jump Street and you find...
You've opened up 22 FIFA. Cases to find the game.
You're like, what? And then you got to go through 40 different Blu-rays just to find the right ones. And then in that hunt, you find discs that aren't supposed to be in those either.
Well, it's a nice little surprise. But also, why are you watching DVDs and Blu-rays? They've got all the movies on Netflix and stuff.
Not always. No, the Entourage movie isn't available everywhere.
Okay.
No, so, yeah. As a general thing, this is something that's come up not so much in maybe the last 12 months because we have been focusing a lot more on streaming and whatever else. But now that I've started to delve back into certain discs, I've noticed it again. I thought this is going to be the perfect one to bring up.
Yeah, look, I don't have an excuse. literally, it's the closest case that's empty and close to me. But, you know, It for me, a case is to protect it, and that's my only defense.
Okay. So you're just like, yep, that's okay. A case. That's the closest case.
But, will do. You know, the other day, I specifically found your FIFA disc and put it into the case itself.
You did. I did notice like, that.
Okay, and he plays this game quite often, so he's going to be looking for this game.
Yeah.
So
I'm now, that was very considerate of you, and that was going to be my closing point, is that you actually did it like 2 days before I was going to bring this up. So I was like, ah, shit. my argument is almost gone.
There were two empty disc cases that were right there in front of me, but I chose the further one that was the FIFA one.
Well, thank you very much. So, I really appreciate that.
I'm learning very slowly.
Learning. No, that's good.
I got to say, I do admire the fast and loose approach there of just, you know what? Fuck it, it's a case. That'll do.
But also, half the time, if you're excited to play a certain game, you don't care what the disc that's in there already. You just wanted to play the game.
You just got to do it, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't.
I suppose that's my OCD kind of kicking in a little bit there.
But I'll take note of that. I'll try to be better.
Okay.
Thanks, bud. Thank you. Well, that's Confrontation Corner. So I don't know how you guys felt about that.
I like it.
It doesn't have to be anything, you know, senile or whatever else. It's just little things that we do that we notice that we don't normally talk about so much.
Well, now just I'm going to go now and just change all the CDs.
Yeah, well, this is...
Hell of a time.
This could be the adverse effect of all this. We may end up hating each other in a couple of weeks, but that remains to be seen. Until then, it's going to be great content.
That's actually one thing that we don't do in this house because I think there's a mutual fear is we don't prank each other.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
This
because
true.
We would go beyond and it would just never stop.
Mm-hmm. Nah, we'd die.
Yes. Because I think we know each other so much that the things that tick us, we would amplify it and it would just be...
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would create war.
I feel like every now and then, you know, a tiny little prank, you know, it's about as far as we'll go.
Like a sneeze prank.
Something like that.
A little scare. I do like to jump out and bark at you guys like a dog.
That's true. Yeah. So things of that nature. But in regards to, proper pranks, I agree. I think we're at a Mexican standoff type situation. Like, we're all going to back away at the same time.
It's a mutual respect.
Put our guns down at the same time and step away.
It's a mutual respect. I think the three of us, we all understand that... that we are very creative. And if this starts to go down, and we know how to use cameras and things, so like, if it's going to go down, it's going to go down big time.
Yeah.
It could end up being like a Jackass situation, and I don't think any of us want to do that, because I don't want to clean up. So
you don't want to clean up, but it'll be so funny.
What do you mean I don't want to clean up?
It'd be funny. I'll do anything for a laugh.
Yeah.
I think that's your fear, though, of going into a Jackass scenario. So you don't
I just
want to
go and clean up.
I don't want to drink horse cum.
No. I did not see that coming. That's another good point. But I mean, that's not really a prank. That's just them pulling a stunt.
Yeah.
Like, you know, true. Like the pranks of like the big hand that comes around the corner and smacks them with a thing of flour.
I feel like if it got to prank level with us, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's not a prank. That's a stunt.
I don't know,
that's like a dare.
But a big hand coming at you.
Yeah, but see, I wouldn't be opposed to putting horse cum in your coffee or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is where we
Well, okay, that's a different story. But I mean, but that's the thing is, you know, okay. Let's never prank each other. Let's make a pact right now to never prank one another, ever. Unless we're on set and it's great behind the scenes content. And they're just practical jokes like soy milk instead of normal milk in the coffee. It's just like,
no, horse semen.
<horse semen. laughs> We don't need that. They don't need that. Just leave that in the stables.
I'm surprised you have access to this.
It's a vial of it in my bedroom.
Oh, bro, sure.
Saving it
But that's that. So if you guys want to prepare something for next round, that's fine. Just make sure you get your submissions in nice and early so we can fix it into the structure of the podcast.
Right.
All right. So let me know if someone's got it. He hates us so much.
So, Jesse, why don't you put the disc in different cases?
I don't know. Call me old-fashioned.
Change the game. Be different.
So that's that. I hope you guys enjoy that. And if there's anything you want to know about us specifically, feel free to hit us up and see if we have any thoughts about the other person's something to do with that particular topic. True. That could be interesting as well. But we are coming to the back end of this. Oh, we're back. We're back in the JMC Ball and B&B where it's all but love. It's all but love.
Out of the corner.
So, what was I gonna, we're on the back end. It is Father's Day, so let's maybe close with a little bit of dad jokes. If you guys got one, just quickly. We are coming to the end of this.
Yep.
We've got some other business stuff to attend to at the same time. Do you have one? Anyone's got one? Chris has got one lined up already.
Just looking.
My favorite that I my thing is I can never remember jokes, so I've only got like one or two off the top of my head that I can actually remember. I think you both have heard them before. But Jesse asked me what my dad does.
Hey, Chris, what does your dad do, mate?
Fucks me.
That's terrible. That is terrible, Muriel. That is shocking.
I don't get it.
What do you mean?
No.
So do you have one?
Oh, look, nothing super amazing, but I'm just going to go. Made a pencil with two erasers. It was pointless. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here all week.
Goodness gracious.
That's my business material, guys. And that's the way the people do big box.
Yeah, well, look, I didn't really have one lined up, so this is always my go-to when someone asks me what the joke was. Or if I have a joke, rather, is...
Is that your career?
Yeah. Why was everyone screaming at Hungry Jack's?
Why?
Because someone dropped a whopper.
Oh,
get it? Because it's one of their staples. Anyways.
I didn't notice.
No, I didn't get it.
That was a Big Mac.
But yeah, that's pretty much all we got time for. So, I mean, obviously we do have an end credit scene that happens at the end of all this. But, I mean, that's sort of it for that. We also have some important business in that end credit scene. So,
before we go, just a recap. We do have to do this love you thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's on the next podcast. Yeah.
All right. And we have to record it like a video, like a audio.
If you
audio,
can.
Or
I think
audio,
if you can. If you can record it, that would be good.
Maybe
if
try and do audio. Because it's, we don't want to be filming random people. So just bring up your voice memo and talk about it there.
Yeah, as proof that you did it.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, no, like, revealing of names and places and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, so someone can.
Hey, Janice.
Yeah.
Name and shape.
Love you.
So you bring it in and then we'll go from there. But, you know, during our end credit scene, I think we should bring back Daddy Cool because it is Father's Day. And welcome to the end credits. Hey. How's everyone doing? Good to be here.
It's the quickest end credits scene ever.
What do you mean it's the quickest end credits? We got some business to attend to.
I feel like if this was a movie, like the screen would go black and then it's straight to the end credits. Like, you didn't even see any credits. Like,
well, it's just us.
Right now.
So, I mean, the main participants of this film is hashtag Actors Life at hashtag Actors Life. It's dot, isn't it? It's hashtag dot actors dot life. I believe is our official handle.
Yeah.
You're the one in charge of social media.
Yeah, no, it is. It's hashtag dot actors dot live. So make sure you follow us on that, because we've got some exciting stuff coming through this week. And one of the main things that we want to do is we want to start bringing you guys involved into the whole idea of the embarrassing story side of things. So we're going to call them embarrassing snippets. So if you've got any embarrassing stories that you'd like featured on the podcast, wait for the post to go up on Wednesday on the actual stories of hashtag Actors Life on Instagram, and send through your submissions. If you want to send us like a voice recording, we can always feature your voice. That'd be great as well. Otherwise, send it through to us and we'll tell your story.
Yeah. Or if you're feeling game as well and you want to, call in, we can always get you on the podcast as well.
We could do that,
yeah. As well. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's up to you. It could be a live entirely thing. If you want to remain anonymous, that's completely fine as well. But if you prefer, just show your name, or if you're a friend of ours as well, we'll be more than happy to give you a call, and you can tell your story to us live on the phone as well. Because of COVID, obviously, we can't have you here in person.
This is Chris's way of picking up chicks, getting their numbers.
Yeah, totally.
Well, that's why I'm screening them all through on the actual Instagram itself. Yeah. And it's all done through my phone, so you're safe, rest assured.
But DM us to the hashtag ActorsLife. Instagram or comments.
Yeah,
or
flick whatever. It through.
Find a way to get in contact with us.
Yep. If you missed the post, definitely hit us up, and we can, maybe not the next podcast, but the ones to follow, we could certainly hit you up and get you involved. So make sure you follow us all on social as well, at Jesse Dingo.
MJ? Is it? I'm my dad. I don't remember.
Jay? You just forgot the second letter of your two letter name. You had a question mark.
He threw it at me. I was like, not even prepared for that. Handle.
You need to know. Get your Instagram up now so we can get your actual handle.
No, I remember it. Martin J.S. Reyes.
There you go. Yeah, Martin J.S. Reyes. And Chris is
Chris Charterboat.
At Chris Charterboat. So follow us all on there, because if you can't hit us up on the actual hashtag, definitely hit us up on our personal ones as well. Just a little bit of housekeeping. Blackwater, a film that I did recently, is going to be available to stream on YouTube from September 12th. So make sure you jump on Ian Fulton's YouTube account and check that out. It's a great Western shot up in Queensland with some really great local talent and crew and everything. So great time, fantastic locations. It was fun.
Creative Films.
Creative Films. Ian Fulton, shout out to you, brother. So definitely check it out on YouTube as of September 12th. If you follow me on social, I'll make sure I'll share the links and whatever else. Also, Sydney Underground Film Festival starts this week. It runs from the 10th of September all the way through to the 20th of September. It is unfortunately online this year, but fortunately enough to actually still get a run, obviously due to our good friend COVID-19. Has unfortunately pushed it to having to be purely online, but it means that everyone gets access to it, which is fantastic. So make sure you jump on, I believe the website is suff.com.au. Yes, exactly right. suff.com.au, Sydney Underground Film Festival. So make sure you support local and international talent, creative talent. There's a program on there. It's great. And I have a film in the actual program as well. So make sure.
There you go.
There it is. There is a hidden agenda. It's located on page 12 of the Sydney Film Underground Film Festival program. The film is called Bareface. It was done by the Lacey brothers, which are just these really great creative dudes, and shot by a very good friend of mine, Patrick Coe. It was all shot on film. Shot on film. 16mm, old school. We shot it on a film. It was so much fun over a few nights.
Is it just a film on a bear's face?
Yeah, it's on a bear's face. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
If it's not a whole movie on that, then I'm not going.
It's grizzly bears. It's grizzly bears, Kodiak bears, black bears, polar bears, sun bears, brown bears, gummy bears.
Black bears matter, man.
Yeah, black bears black bear batter. crispy, flaky. Buttery and crispy flake.
It's hard to say.
It is, isn't it? Definitely check it out. The synopsis is obviously on the program. It's starring a really great, talented young actor, Adam Coody. He does a great job. So, that's it for us here at Hashtag. Make sure you follow us all on the social medias and whatever else. And we look forward to hearing you guys, speaking to you guys next week. So let Daddy Cool take you out. Peace out. Bad love. I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right.
come back again.